Wednesday night, Orla Gimel Iyar, Orla Dalet Iyar, sorry, Orla Dalet Iyar, Chavis HaLavadus, we're learning Shai Cheshbon HaNefesh, we're on page Reish Mem Zayin. The Chavis HaLavadus and Shai Cheshbon HaNefesh and Perek Gimel is talking about 30 things that you have to contemplate and think about in order to be a good Jew. He wants you to think about things. I know it's a little foreign concept nowadays. Wait a second, I just... He wants you to think about these things. Number 19 we learned, 19? Nine. Number nine was, you have to do things perfectly or as close to perfect. Don't do things like to be yotze. You're serving Hashem, do it in the lachatchila dika way, do it the way it's supposed to be done. Then he started talking about all different types of things and how you would do it completely and wholly, wholly. So he started talking about different mitzvahs that you do with your guf and with your mind and with your body. And you have to make sure that each one is properly prepared to do the mitzvah. Then he gave an example of tefillah, that you have to make sure your guf is naki, you have to go to the bathroom, make sure there's no bad smells around you, make sure the makom is, you have to wash your hands, your body is involved in the act of davening, and then your kavanah also, you have to clear your mind and remember that you're talking to Hashem. But then he made sort of a turn, and he goes into, and he went, and he's continuing to go and talk about tefillah, and this is a real... This Chavis HaLavadus and this Shar in the middle of Cheshbon number 9 is a source for many of the concepts of tefillah. Maybe Rav Pinkus probably brings down things this Chavis HaLavadus says a couple of times, or other Sfarim on tefillah bring down this Chavis HaLavadus because it's full of very pithy quotes and very famous ideas. They're famous because the Chavis HaLavadus said them, and he sort of makes a turn. And he talks about kavana, and he says the ikar of tefillah is kavana, and the guf is like a shell, and kavana is the fruit. And he says, in a very, very famous quote, he says the actions of tefillah, the davening, the words, is the guf, and the kavana is the neshama, and it's really your neshama that's talking to Hashem, and it's Avodah Shebelev, and he gives an example. The guy prepares for a king coming to his house, and he outsources all of the work, and then he goes on vacation. He goes to play tennis, and he's not even there to serve the melech properly, and everybody messes up because he's not around. So the melech gets annoyed, whatever. So here also, the kavana goes out to lunch, and the body is serving Hashem, and it does a very poor job of it, because without kavana, what is it already? And then he says the ultimate irony is that you're standing in front of Hashem, and you say, "You l'rotzon emrefi v'hegyon libi l'fanecha." And what was hegyon libi? What you have to do tomorrow, and what you have to do that afternoon, and what time you have to pick up the kids, and you're thinking about the fight you had with someone, and how you're going to deal with a certain situation, and that's your hegyon libi. And it's kind of embarrassing to say, "Hashem, please accept my hegyon libi and my tefillah to you." Okay, now we're up to page Reish Mem Zayin, and with the paragraph Ro'oi Lecha.
If someone doesn't have kavana, he should cut out that sentence.
Well, yeah, you could say it that way, you know. If
he's making it worse.
He should have kavana. You know, you remind me of, the Gemara says you don't say Shema Shema. You don't say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael twice. It looks like Shtei Rishuyos. The Gemara says, maybe the first time he didn't have Kavanah, so he said it again, because he had Kavanah the second time. So someone once came to a Tarfon or a Papa, and he said, "Should I say Shema again?" And he said, "Hit him. Like, you bang him over the head. Why didn't you have Kavanah?" He says, "Okay, but I didn't have Kavanah. What should I do now? Should I say it again? Wham! Why didn't you have kavana?" And you learn a big slice in that Gemara. You don't always have to answer the question. If a guy does something wrong, he says, "Okay, but what should I do now?" You say, "Why didn't you have kavana?" "Yeah, but now, should I leave? should I leave out Yul Ratzon or not? It's embarrassing, right? That's what you want to know, and I refuse to answer you. You should have kavana. Next time, make sure you have kavana. But what should I do now?
You should have said, I have the my first right. half of the pus again. Better to say you hello. You want an imri fee. So let
yes.
be happy with what I'm saying.
Without yes, I'm in the middle of giving shia. You have an uncanny knack of calling me at bad
exactly
times.
What you want. Just tell Shem,
don't be sorry. I am sorry that I'm not going to talk
thinking.
To you now. Call me in an hour. Bye. Okay. V'roi l'cho ochi l'odas. We're about to learn a major thing. If you're so happy you came tonight to Chodesh Halvavos, you're going to dance in the street. Chodesh Halvavos says, tefillah, like major. Chodesh Halvavos says, tefillah consists of primarily five things. What you want to accomplish in tefillah, what you're doing when you're davening to Hashem, is five things. Now you always thought it was one thing. You want Hashem to give you something, so you daven to Him, He should give it to you. But if you learn in Hilchos Tefillah, the Gemara and Brachos about Tefillah, you see it's not that at all. That's like almost a minor part of the Tefillah. But in Tefillah, you're bonding with Hashem. So the Chavis Halavos here is speaking out that you're accomplishing five things when you daven. Your purpose of davening, the reason there's an establishment of tefillah, the purpose of tefillah, what we're doing is we're trying to accomplish five things. Roi l'cha ochi l'das, like one of the biggest rises, if you learn Hilchos Tefillah, you see that one of the things you do, you're supposed to do, we don't do it, but one of the things you do, like you're supposed to forget about all the mazeh, and you just, like you're flying up there with the malachim, you're like in a different world. You're in the world of Hashem. So you say, yeah, but I'm asking Hashem to give me this and give me that. It's kind of hard to forget about all the manzeh if I'm talking about all these things. So the secret lies in what the Chavis of Ovis is about to say, what we're about to learn. V'roi l'cha ochi l'das ki ein ha-matorah b'tfilah, the purpose of tefillah. Ella, and he's going to enumerate five things now that are five things that are the purpose of tefillah. Five things that we want to accomplish when we daven. One, hisyachdus hanefesh lifnei Hashem yishader v'yisromam. Number one is to be close to Hashem, to crave Hashem, to bond with Hashem. Your oimed lifnei hamelech, you feel close to Hashem. This is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and really it's taken from the Rishonim in Maseches Brachos. That you lose yourself in the moment. You clear your mind of all your worries, and you clear your mind of all the mazeh, and you try to attain, I would call it nevuah, but obviously we're not talking about nevuah. But you imagine that you're standing in front of Hashem, and you're bonding with Hashem. And that's number one in tefillah. Number one is hisyachdus hanefesh. You think about how you love Hashem. You think about Hashem as a reality, as a real thing. And you love Hashem and you want to bond with Him and come close to Him and be dovek b'Hashem. And it's a dveikus. That's how tefillah is always talking about, a dveikus hanefesh. That you lose yourself. You're bonding with Hashem. There's no other way to describe it. You're oimed lifnei HaMelech and you're trying to feel close to Him. And you imagine He's standing right there, and it's someone you love very much, and someone that loves you very much, and you're bonding with Him. You're close to Him. You crave Him. Like the nefesh craves Hashem. That's number one. Number two is ukniyosala. You feel humbled by Hashem. You feel like an eved Hashem. You will do anything Hashem tells you to do. This is why we bow down. The act of ishtachavoya, when you bow down, and you see always they were mishtachaveh. Mishtachaveh is, you know, you're mishtachaveh. Mishtachaveh means to totally lie flat on the ground. Like a snake, I don't know what to call it. Like, you're flat. You have no gavhus whatsoever. You have no height. And you're totally humbled. It's the ultimate of kniya, and that's why they were mishtachaveh. It says Elkanah would go to the Mishkan, lishtachvos. right? Leiros ulishtachavos lefanecha, like there would be an avoda in itself just to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Like, you're not allowed to walk to the Beis HaMikdash for no reason, but you can go in to be mishtachave. The act, it's not pshat, oh, I'm there, I better be mishtachave. You go in to be mishtachave. That's like an avoda, so to speak, that you perform in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Mokam HaShechina. You mishtachave lefnei Hashem, and mishtachave is an act of kniya. We learned the whole shar about that, shar hakniya, where you humble yourself, you lower yourself, you humble yourself to the Ribono Shel Olam. How you think about how great he is, how lowly you are, that's how everything you have is from him. All the things we learned about on shar hakniya would be kniya. That's the kniya you have to feel. So that's number two. Im haromamus labora. And that's Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanora. You think about how great Hashem is, how powerful, how mighty, how exalted. And you, so that's number three. So number one is Yachtus HaNefesh Lifnei Hashem. Number two is Kniyosolo. You humble yourself, you're like nothing. Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, Rima V'Soleya. Im haromamus labora, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol, Gibor, and Nora. Number four is v'hahalel v'hashevach lishmo, you praise Hashem. That's also an act of avoda. You thank Hashem, you praise Him. That's what the malachim do a whole day. They praise Hashem, they sing shir, this is what we say, shiru shvacho, Halal v'zimra, ozumim shola, netzach gdula gvura, tilav seferes g'shol malchus. And this is what we say, kichol pelecho yodeh, v'chol ashon l'chos yishava, v'chol berech l'chos sichra, v'chol komol v'nechos yishtachaveh. We praise Hashem, right? V'chol amcha b'esesura b'rina yodu, v'ybarchu, v'yishabchu, v'yifaru, v'yromamu, v'yarichu, v'yakdishu, v'yamlichu. You know what each word there means? Should I ask you? You don't know what the English words mean either. To exalt, to exalt, to exalt.
It uses the same words like synonyms.
So that's what you're supposed to do. That's number four. And number five, and this is already where asking Hashem for thing comes in, but you're not really asking Hashem in the normal sense, he says, V'hashlochas kol da'agoseho olav. That's bitachon. You throw everything upon Hashem. Hashem's going to take care of everything. So you misbal him. You say, Hashem, please take care of this illness. Hashem, please take care of this parnosa issue. So it's not like you're asking Hashem to give you something. It's really an expression, according to the Chayim Talbov, he's saying a big yisoid. It's an expression of bitachon. It's an expression that, Hashem, you are in charge of this. And I turn to you and, like, please take care of it. But you're holding there. You have your mindset is that it's up to Hashem to give it to you. He's in control. And Adarabba, you're calm. Vashlochas kol da'ago seho olav. And I'm explaining the Chayvus Halvavos that's where the Bakoshas of Shemone Esrei come in. Baruch ato Hashem, you're bowing down. That's probably number two. Ato is probably an expression of number one. You feel close to Hashem. You're talking to Him. You say, you. Okel hagadol hagibor v'anora. That's already number three and four. No, it's three. It's a Roman Muslim. You're describing Hashem. And Mahalel is like probably the bracha of Modim, where you thank Hashem. Al chenam sum v'yodechav al nishtin kudos loch. That's probably number four. And ashlochos kol da'agoseho olav. So what are the five things you've also accomplished during Shemone Esrei? Mr. Chaplain, what are the five things? Number one is you're bonding with Hashem, and that's expressed in Shulchan Aruch. You'll take out a Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillah, you'll see this. You won't see these words, but you'll see that a person is supposed to shed all his daigas and forget about Olam Hazeh, and he attains a state close to Nevuah. That's what the Hasidim HaRishonim used to do. We're supposed to model ourselves after them. It says a state close to Nevuah. It's like you and Hashem. You're standing in a room. There's no one there but you and like the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah loves you. And you love Hashem. And you're bonding. This is what the Breslover tried to attain during his Bodhidus. Number two is Kaniya, and we learned the whole shar about Kaniya. Number three is realization of Romamus Hashem. Number four is Lahodos Ulahalel, to praise him, to thank him, to acknowledge him, to talk about how great he is. This is Hallel Shir Ushvacha, Hallel the Zimra, right? And number five is to develop, to feel bitachon. You're outsourcing everything onto Hashem. You're dumping everything on Hashem. He's going to take care of everything. Like you outsource it to Japan, you outsource it to Hashem. Okay, stop here.